Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're
going to
look at Madonna. She's a 5-1 generator on the left angle cross of revolution in the quarter of duality, fourth color, left fixed, and she is a split definition. She has an electromagnetic 63-4 and an electromagnetic 1156, and that's all disconnected from this electromagnetic 214.
Yep. No, that left angle cross of revolution. 5-1, calling. Calling people to this revolution and just putting it out there. That's what she's doing. And, you know, stimulating us, that 1156, with her, you know, 14-2.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that direction that, you know, she was a revolutionary. I mean,
oh, she was. I mean, she really was. And it's interesting that, you know, she talks about that, because she would write her own music, right? And that she would write something, and that it would only be like, you know, months later that she would have this realization about what that was really about, right? And it wasn't while she was writing it. Obviously, she, you know, she has no conscious definition, right? And then, you know, the music would come out and people would say, oh, I can really relate to that, you know? And so I think this revolution, but bringing this direction of really, you know, going along in this direction that, you know, clearly in the 80s, was really revolutionary at that time, right? And then they always talk about, you know, she just reinvents herself.
Right. No, what struck me was really how insecure and kind of private and withdrawn this person is. As you say, no conscious definition, so would have a hard time just really feeling present in her life, being taken along by this design.
Mm-hmm.
Open solar plex and only activation that 49th gate, you know, the revolution, the fifth line,
right?
But open splenic center, so, you know, am I going to survive? I got to struggle with that 28. I have to pay attention, bring energy to the details.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and nice that two activations of the third gate, fourth line, charisma.
Right.
You know, magnetism, which definitely is a quality she would have just to get this far.
Well, yeah, this fellow that does, you know, analysis of, you know, musicians and all was commenting that, you know, certainly she's not an outstanding natural talent that as a vocalist, a musician, a dancer, a songwriter, or an actress, you know, that her talents seem modest, but that he asserts that her success is in relying on the talents of others, and that her personal relationships have served as cornerstones to the numerous reinventions. And I think that's true. If you really look at her career, you know, the people that she worked with, the people that were around her, that then the thing was this new thing.
Right. No, you know, that 59th gate, sixth line, it's about the drive to move on.
Mm-hmm.
But that second gate, third line, the teacher that never stops being a student, but patience. And really, that's where I think this reinvention of her directions comes from.
Well, I think it's also that passion of the 214. It's the thing about the direction changes, you know, that suddenly she's passionate about, you know, something else, you know. And so now she's following that direction.
Right. Money isn't everything. And, you know, it's... what was I looking at? The 21st gate, third line, about surviving defeat. You know, it's third line. It's that trial and error. They get knocked down a lot. And, you know, it's like being able to survive these things. And,
well, you know, it's interesting because her most recent sort of invention has been as this mother, you know, that she adopted this child from Malawi.
It's kind of funny, yeah.
And, you know, there was a huge brouhaha that she was using her money and that she, you know, didn't follow the order. And finally, you know, the Supreme Court's given her, you know, the right to have this child. And she's actually gone and adopted another child. And she had two children already from two different men.
Right.
And so, you know, there's kind of this whole business of being a mother, which is not something I don't think, you know, most people would have thought. But it's
for
her.
Tribal definition. It's
The 50th node, I think it's interesting, this 50, the sixth line, you know, in her design nodes, you know, that here
nurturing
when she's
and
turning, you know, really around 50, she's nurturing these new little children that she's adopted.
Yep, I think you're right.
You
I
know.
think you're right. And when that really becomes important to her, you know, 3, 4 years ago,
Right.
you know, where this energy would start kind of happening. And also that 50th gate first line I thought was interesting. You know, humbleness of origin, the immigrant, you know, coming up from where was she born? In Brooklyn or?
Well, no, she's born in Michigan, but yeah, she's definitely an example of somebody that's, you know, pulled herself up by the bootstraps, really.
No.
She went to New York, I think, with $35,
Right.
you know, and basically made good, you know.
Now, when you compare her, let's say, with Lady Gaga, and you see, you know, in a way they look kind of similar. I mean, Lady Gaga is far beyond whatever Madonna was doing,
Well, it's interesting.
but
They're
how
both,
different?
well, they're both 5'1s. They're both fourth color, left fixed. I mean, you know, there's some of
Well,
these similarities which I find, you know,
oh,
somewhat
I do,
interesting.
yeah, because
And
here, you know, Lady Gaga has nothing to prove. And here's Madonna, really always with that open G, open heart center, having to prove herself, prove that she's in control, prove that she's, you know, got the talent. And, you know, with that open splenic center, you know, it's about health and survival and everything else. And that's not really, I think, what Lady Gaga would be interested in. So,
But both of them, you know, are really kind of, and again, the 80s, when, you know, we
Right.
really look at the heyday, I think, of Madonna, although she's had this very long career. I mean, she's had all of these albums, and she's actually been number one, you know, more than Elvis. I mean, you know, she has a
Right.
very long, well-established, you know, high-level career, but that both of them are, you know, they're heretics in that way. They're really, you know, leading something that's really new and different. And, you know, Madonna was ahead of Lady Gaga, but really, when Madonna, remember the outrage, you know, about her videos and her book on sex and, you know, all of these things that she did that, you
Right,
know,
probably a naked picture
oh,
on a, you
yeah,
know, on
and you
a.
know, just all of that. And I also think of Madonna with all of this interest in the Kabbalah. I mean, she's the one that got interested in the Kabbalah. That's the only reason that all of these stars are all involved with the
Right.
Kabbalah Center, was because, you know, she was there first and she found some truth in it. It was helpful for her in her life. It's probably also part of this, you know, return to a nurturing of others, you know.
No, a searcher, 1156, you know, searching for something that she could believe in or something like that. So
That
that,
has a pattern.
right, and that here she is, personality sun, fourth gate, fifth line, seduction, the heretic, you know, seducing people into whatever heresies she's,
In the direction that she's going in, you
right.
know. I mean,
So, no, she's a good Madonna. And seven first lines. So that's what I meant about, you know, she's a lot more insecure and withdrawn. And the 33rd gate, does she have a couple of times too, at least? You know, so privacy, withdrawal, that 18th, 8th gate first line, that's her design sun. It's honesty, but that too is about withdrawal.
Well, and you know, she's also now sort of the poster woman for being the cougar. I mean, these last few guys that she's been involved with, you know, like 24-year-old, you know,
Being a
one was a
cougar.
model, and I think her latest boyfriend is he's a French break dancer, but very young, much younger, right? And again, I think, you know, she's just doing her thing, and you know, this
Well,
is
yeah, hopefully it won't be too pathetic, you know, because she is in the quarter of duality, you know, and bonding to survive with the open spleen, with, you know, drawn to pleasure, sex, and those, you know, with the open, solar plex, leading a secret life, but, you know, not holding on to what's not good for you, and, you know, that kind of not self.
Well, she's got that 26-3 in detriment, you know, this thing about underestimating the potential challenges. And I think probably, you know, like many women her age, it's like one really underestimated, I think, what aging really does. And you know, I think that's probably the biggest challenge for her right now, is how does she do this gracefully?
Right.
That you know, Lady Gaga's kind of stepped into her place in a certain
Right.
way, and she supports her. She's very supportive of Lady Gaga. But it's like, what are these years going to now look? And I think that's part of the reason that she's adopting children and, you know,
Right.
being part of a family and, you know, doing things a little bit differently and doing things for herself. But I think that really is the question is, you know, what is Madonna going to look like? What is her life going to be
Right.
like, you know, as a 75-year-old,
Right,
right?
or just even now. This is right, or post-Chiron, you know,
Right.
53 years old now, and
Mm-hmm.
really, I think going through this identity maybe crisis because no conscious definition would, you know, although you say, oh, look at that definition, but electromagnetic, you know, all the channels, and, you know, so good luck to her.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
I think you should say good night, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.